But there's another luxury seafood with a really high price tag that I have tried, and that's sea cucumbers, those tubular relatives of starfish.
Well, funnily enough, because I have actually tried sea urchins, which are another relative of the sea cucumber, and I tried them in Japan, and they were very strange. I'm not sure I'd really like to eat sea cucumbers, though, because, well, they're sort of tubular and brown, and they don't really look like something you'd really want to eat.
Well, yeah, actually, I've seen them being prepared as well. They've been fished out, and then you have to boil them for hours to break down the kind of tough walls inside them and smoke them and dry them. And they do look pretty disgusting by the time they're done. And then I ate them, actually, when I was at a Chinese banquet in Malaysia. And before I could say no, someone had loaded my plate full of these slimy lumps. And I have to say, they were really quite hard to chew and swallow. It's disgusting. They don't really taste of anything, though. It's just that texture. So I certainly, personally, couldn't imagine why you'd want to eat echinoderms. But they are considered quite the delicacy. And a growing number of people around the world think they're fantastic. And the sea cucumbers are one of those foods that's supposed to be very good for you. They've even made anti-wrinkle creams out of them, and some people think they're an aphrodisiac.
So are they quite an expensive thing to buy then?
Yeah, so supposedly the most expensive soup in the world is something called Buddha Jumps Over the Wall, and that contains various ingredients from the sea, including sea cucumber and shark's fin, and the story goes that it smells so good that it would even tempt a vegetarian Buddhist monk to jump over the monastery wall to try some.
That sounds actually really disgusting. I'm not convinced by that. Not to mention the fact that it would be really bad for all the species that are involved. Obviously, I mean, people eating all this stuff and it being really popular, and then obviously the use for anti-wrinkle creams, or, you know, oh, it's great for you. I mean, is that causing problems for them in the wild?
The problem is, as you can imagine, that catching a sea cucumber is very easy. You don't have to do much more than actually just swim down and grab it off the seabed or dredge them up. And what we've seen over the past few decades, as there's been this increasing demand for sea cucumbers, is a kind of boom and bust with fisheries opening up in new areas, fishermen cleaning out all they can find and then moving on to the next place. So we've got this global trade kind of marching around the world, hoovering up sea cucumbers as it goes. But to be honest, we can find some good news in all this, which is that we are becoming more aware of what's going on. And people are starting to talk about putting in measures to help protect sea cucumbers, because they are, like we said, they're hardly the most lovable of invertebrates. But there are even a few marine reserves being set up specifically for sea cucumbers, including the Lau Lau Sea Cucumber Sanctuary in the Northern Mariana Islands in the Pacific. And you can check that out at the Protected Planet website that we mentioned on Naked Oceans a couple of months ago. And we'll put a link to that on our website.